The East Lansing City Council picked up two new members last week. Susan Woods and Ruth Beyer were elected to four-year terms, and Kathleen Boyle will stay on the council after winning the right to serve the balance of the term to which she was appointed last year. Now, a swearing-in ceremony, originally scheduled for last night, is now scheduled for next Wednesday. The ceremony was delayed because the election results have not yet been certified. Nonetheless, Susan Woods and Kathleen Boyle join us this morning here on Current State to talk about what lies ahead for the East Lansing City Council. Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
And Kathleen Boyle, welcome to Current State.
Good morning.
I'll point out at the top, we also invited Ruth Beyer, the other newcomer, to join us this morning. She was unable to be here. Before last week's election, outgoing council member Kevin Baird had this to say about incoming East Lansing City Council members.
The hours are long. The pay is small, and your hands are tied most of the time.
So on that optimistic note, Kathleen Boyle, why did you want to run to fill out this term?
Well, call me the infernal optimist, but I do think that City Council can make a difference in East Lansing. And I know Susan and I have both lived here a long time, and so has Ruth, and we love East Lansing and want to do our best by it.
Susan, what about you? What motivated you to run in the first place?
Well, first of all, a lot of different people kept asking me, and I thought, well, okay, I will, consider that. But I think right now, I think East Lansing is on the verge of changing. I find that living in the Bailey District neighborhood, all of the houses have been selling. Young families are coming in. My husband is a professor at MSU and the chair of the telecom department, and all of his faculty is young. You know, there are very few of the older ones, and so I think that, you know, the town is becoming much more dynamic and younger, and I would like to be a part of making sure that, it keeps going in that path.
Kathleen, are you finding the same thing? Do you feel East Lansing is changing in the dramatic way that Susan seems to be suggesting here?
Well, I certainly think we have a great potential for change in East Lansing. We have a brand new, well, a year old now, art museum that's hopefully going to be a draw across the world and certainly across the country and the region. We have a big influx of international students to Michigan State University, and that has an impact on the city. And I think we're looking to move in new directions downtown and elsewhere in the city.
One of our most common pre-election questions here to candidates running for office was, what one problem facing the city would you most like to solve? So I'll ask both of you the same question. Susan, what challenge facing East Lansing would you most like to help solve?
Probably development of downtown. I think that the Park District is an enormous challenge to make sure that it is done well. New development of apartment buildings that, you know, have been proposed, and encouraging new business to come downtown. That I think will be the biggest challenge.
How confident are you about addressing that challenge? Do you think downtown is going to be revitalized here?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think everyone I spoke to during the campaign and everybody at City Hall that I've spoken to, this is their first priority.
Kathleen?
So, yeah, I think we all want that to happen.
Kathleen, what about you? What single problem would you most like to help solve that faces East Lansing?
Well, I don't know if I would call this a problem, but the challenge that I see, and certainly the Park District is important, the budget challenges are important, but the Primetime Seniors and the Tri-County Commission on Aging did a survey of seniors in the East Lansing area about their future anticipated housing needs. And we see there a big call for people who are interested in finding housing that's different than the single-family residents where they have to mow the lawn and shovel the snow. So I think that's a challenge that East Lansing has. In a 1974 interview that I heard on WKAR of Mary P. Sharp, the first woman who served as an East Lansing City Council member, she identified as one of the challenges we need to address the need for senior housing in close proximity to campus. So I think she pointed it out. We're 30-some years down the pike. Nothing has been done. The results of the survey underscore the desire for that, and I think it's time for the city developers to address that issue and possibly develop some housing that's particularly targeted at active seniors, retirees, people who are maybe alumni of the Michigan State University and want to return here to live in their retirement.
Do other council members, do many citizens share that priority?
Well, I certainly think there are many citizens who share the priority. One of the first things I heard after being appointed to council last September in 2012 was a number of people in primetime seniors, upon meeting me, said, you know, what the city really needs is some housing for seniors who are ready to leave their single-family homes and want to live in East Lansing and be close to the university. Certainly there's housing available further north on the northern borders of East Lansing, but I think the need is for hopefully walkable community that's in close proximity to Michigan State University.
Kathleen, why don't you also weigh in briefly on the Park District project and what the prospects are for that?
Well, I certainly hope we're going to come up with a project dealing with DTN that will be a great addition to our downtown and that will address the need to replace those decaying buildings that are there now. DTN's put a lot of work into a series of charrettes for community input. I know they're determined to come up with a quality product. They've been in this community for many years, and I think they can do a good job. So I'm very hopeful that we come up with something that will be a great bonus to the downtown East Lansing area.
We're talking with two of the three new East Lansing City Council members, Susan Woods and Kathleen Boyle, here on Current State. There's been a lot of discussion lately of transportation issues along the Michigan Avenue, Grand River Avenue corridor. Those talks include improved bus service from the Capitol Building in Lansing through East Lansing and onto the Meridian Mall in Okemos. Susan Woods, can that be made to work? Where do you stand on that?
You know, I was part of the community economic development through the arts with the Lansing Arts Council, and I think that that MSU and CATA and, you know, the Arts Council and many different groups are working very hard to create the avenue. And that would be from, you know, the Capitol Building all the way, you know, down Michigan Avenue to Grand River and continue on to Williamston, and that they are trying to provide, you know, bike lanes and transportation, and the vision is pretty wonderful. I think yes, I think it will happen. There are a lot of people working very hard to create it.
Kathleen, is that important to you, and what's your take on that?
Well, certainly it's important. I think the demographics show us that people are getting cars later, getting driver's licenses later, and that means that for working young people, they need other forms of transportation. And in the Lansing, East Lansing area, that comes down to either you're carpooling with someone else who has a car, or you're riding the bus and possibly occasionally bicycling, although I can't believe anyone bicycles 12 months out of the year. In order to make that work, if you want to live in East Lansing and work in downtown Lansing, we have to have dependable, relatively frequent bus service. I think that's very important. It's important to Lansing, and it's important to East Lansing.
It may be important as well with regard to your seniors' argument a minute ago. Not just for young people because they're getting cars later, but because if you want East Lansing to be the kind of community that appeals to seniors, public transportation is obviously going to be important there too.
Absolutely. That's a very good point. And actually, there's been a series on commuting on Morning Edition that points out the importance of the alternate forms of getting to and from work and shopping beyond just getting in your car and driving there. So public transportation is an important part of that, and improved bicycling ability throughout East Lansing is another issue that we've been struggling to address over the past few years, and we need to continue to work on, because there are still there are areas in the city where it's very, very difficult to maneuver by bicycle because of the narrow roads and the amount of traffic, vehicular traffic on those roads.
Kathleen, that's two references to WKAR programming in your answers so far. We greatly appreciate that. And Susan, if you could kind of bring up your end, we'd really appreciate that, too.
Oh, okay. WKAR. I mean,
East Lansing and Lansing have shared a fire chief for a while, maybe the most notable example of regionalism in our area. And 9/11 service has become regionalized as well. Are there other opportunities along those lines, Susan Woods, that you think should be explored with East Lansing's neighbors?
I'm not really, I haven't really given that much thought. I'm sure that Kathleen has a better take on that, having been with the council for 2 years.
Kathleen, any comments on regionalism?
Well, I think regionalism can be very beneficial to communities. Certainly, the sharing of Chief Telefaro has worked very well for both the city of Lansing and the city of East Lansing. And beyond that sharing, we do have community support agreements for fire and police for all the surrounding communities. In addition, our water and sewage is done regionally with Meridian Township. So we're no stranger to regional cooperation. That said, however, you have to look at each possibility, regional possibility, on a case-by-case basis and see whether or not it will continue to provide the same level of service that we already have for our citizens at a cost that is similar or savings. You don't want to go into a regional project that will end up costing us more and getting us less.
Susan, do you expect to learn more about regionalism here after you're on the job for a while? I mean, this is
Absolutely.
An ongoing topic, yeah.
Yeah, no, it is. And it's a delicate topic. I mean, I think that they looked at, getting the police and the fire and the sewage, but, sharing mayors or something we don't want to do, or East Lansing has always been a autonomous, very unique type of town, being a college town. So, I think, that's what we need to do. We need to look at all possibilities, as Kathleen said, to create a stable budget. We have to have a balanced budget in East Lansing. And so this is, these are all the different aspects that the city council can look at, but not take on just for taking on, And I think that with this city council and with the city staff, that would never happen. I find them that they really do their due diligence.
Kathleen, do you feel that budget cuts have bottomed out?
Well, I certainly hope that the budget cuts have bottomed out, but of course our revenue is controlled by property taxes, and we had
state revenue sharing.
And state revenue sharing, and that was reduced. That has been reduced. So I'm certainly hopeful that continuing lowering resources is going to be behind us. But
what are the projections? Do we know?
I do not know.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
Do you think police and fire services are safe from cuts?
I believe that we have always managed to maintain our public safety services, and we're going to continue to do so.
Susan Woods, you've run the East Lansing Film Festival since it began, and you've expressed a desire to bring more arts events to East Lansing. This year's festival wraps up Thursday night, by the way. Can you give us an example of what sorts of things you're talking about?
Well, I mean, one thing I would love to do is to create a when I founded the East Lansing Film Festival, I've also founded the Children's Film Festival, and then they broke off from the East Lansing Film Festival and unfortunately could not survive. So I would like to try to bring that back since we have so many children here. I would also like to see something. The East Lansing Film Festival is the only true town and gown. All the other festivals occur during the summer. The Jazz Festival does involve MSU a lot. But now that we have the Broad Museum, I would like to see more, you know, maybe creating something with them and having something else in the spring. I was hoping to do an environmental film festival also. So, but you know, it's there are so many possibilities and ideas, and it just takes you know, to see what the desire is and the feasibility. So, but okay. Yes, I think arts is very important to this town.
We just got a few seconds left. Kathleen Boyle, where are you on determining a new mayor?
Well, there'll be a vote on the new mayor at the meeting that's going to be held Wednesday, November 20th. First, the new members get sworn in, and I get sworn in as a continuing member, and then there'll be an election of mayor and mayor pro tem.
Kathleen Boyle and Susan Woods from the East Lansing City Council, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.